Welcome to the Human Resources Audio Blog, where we bring you valuable insights on talent acquisition, human resources, and workforce planning and management. In today's episode, we're diving into the art of advertising job postings online. Stay tuned and subscribe to our podcast channel for more helpful content. For information about Human, visit our website at human.com. Now, let's get started. With millions of job seekers actively engaging online, it has become essential for organizations to master the art of advertising digital job postings. At a basic level, posting a job online is a pretty straightforward process. Write a job description, choose a job board, and post it. However, you'll need to go the extra mile to maximize the number of people who see your posting and fit your candidate persona. From crafting your candidate persona to selecting the right platforms, we'll explore practical strategies to ensure your job postings stand out in a saturated job market. Let's start out by identifying your ideal candidate. This is a crucial step in the recruitment process. In marketing, knowing your target audience is a must, and recruitment marketing is no different. To attract the right applicants, you need to understand your ideal candidate, and we do this by developing a candidate persona. When you imagine your perfect hire for a role, what traits do they possess? Do they have a specific background and expertise? Are they proficient in software and technology? Do they need to fit certain demographics? Are they highly driven? Answering these questions will help get you thinking about your ideal candidate persona, but you'll want to add in some research. If you have employees in similar roles, how do they fit your candidate persona? LinkedIn can also provide you with a wealth of knowledge simply by searching for your job title and seeing what companies are adding to their job descriptions and what people are putting in their profiles. Pay special attention to how those individuals describe themselves in the About section and the skills they list. Once you've defined your ideal candidate, it's time to create an effective job description that speaks to their interests and values. After doing so, you'll need to incorporate relevant keywords and terms for search engine optimization, or SEO. The goal of SEO in this context is to match your job postings to the intent of job seekers looking for a new position. Remember that people search for specific keywords on search engines such as Google. Your goal is to show up for relevant searches related to your open job. To optimize your job posting, you'll need to find out what people are typing into search engines to find your job. You can use tools such as Google Keyword Planner, Google Trends, and the search engine itself to research keywords. The Google Keyword Planner is a tool that is designed for use with Google Ads. However, it can provide helpful information when optimizing a job posting for online advertising, such as terms and keywords to include. Let's say you're looking to hire a recruiter. If terms such as recruitment agency and LinkedIn sourcing have high search volumes and relate to your open position, you'll want to include them in your posting. Google Trends, much like the Google Keyword Planner, except that instead of showing you search volume and related keywords, Trends shows you a term's popularity over time and associated searches. For example, let's say you're torn between using the term recruiting or talent acquisition in a job posting. Using Trends, you would see that recruiting is the more popular term and the one that people search for more often. Use it in your posting. Lastly, sometimes it's helpful to try searching for keywords directly on Google or Bing and viewing the results that appear. This tactic is useful when deciding what title to use for a specific opening. Simply type the job title into your search and see what jobs appear. Using standard titles that people know is always recommended versus unique ones that only your organization may use. Now that you've done your keyword research and created an optimized job posting, it's time to post it online. But where? With your candidate persona in front of you, answer the following questions. Is this a highly technical or high-level position? If so, LinkedIn Jobs might be the place with the highest level of reach and relevance with your ideal candidates. LinkedIn does allow organizations to post a single job for free, but beyond that, you'll need to pay. The power of LinkedIn is that you can use members' profiles to find the best people that meet your needs best. Are you okay with spending more time sifting through applications to maximize a job posting's exposure? If your answer is yes, then sites such as Indeed or ZipRecruiter will help you reach a larger candidate pool. However, you may have to review more resumes before starting interview outreach. Indeed touts on its website that they have over 63.4 million monthly users, so spending time on your job postings SEO is crucial to success. Do you want to reach people where they live online? Facebook or Meta, Google, Twitter, or even TikTok might be the best place to advertise your job. According to Glassdoor, 79% of job applicants use social media in their job search. Is the role a niche role with a limited candidate pool? If so, consider posting jobs on sites with a specific industry or position focus. One thing to note is that these websites will have less traffic than a place like Indeed receives. However, the candidate pool should be more focused. With a better idea of where to post your open position, let's talk about cost. While free options are available on some job boards, most will require some form of payment for the best results. LinkedIn, for example, charges you when someone clicks on a job post, and they also offer employers the ability to advertise jobs to relevant candidates. Indeed charges on a per-applicant basis. However, the cost may vary based on location and job title. A lot of niche websites are free, but they lack features and candidate reach. From our experience, it's best to post on these in addition to LinkedIn or a site like Indeed to increase the number of applicants you receive for a job. For more information about these job websites and others, you can refer to our article titled Essential Job Website Statistics for Your Online Recruitment Strategy in our podcast notes. We'll leave a link to this in the episode notes. After crafting your job posting and advertising online, it's time to see how well each posting is performing. To do so, let's look at a few key performance indicators, or KPIs, that you can use to measure success. Starting out, number of impressions. This is how many potential candidates viewed your job ad within their search results. Number of views. This is how many people clicked on a job and viewed the posting for your open role. Click-through rate. This is how many people saw your job ad and clicked on it. The higher the rate, the more relevant it was to potential candidates. Number of applicants. This is how many people applied to your job posting. Conversion rate. This is how many people viewed your job posting and decided to apply. The higher the rate, the more interested people are in your job. Applicant quality. This is how many people who applied for your job matched the requirements and qualifications. A high number means your job posting is attracting and converting the right people. Number of diverse applicants. This is how many people from diverse backgrounds applied for your job. By tracking these metrics, you can make data-driven adjustments to your postings and attract the best candidates for your open roles. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Human Resources Audio Blog. For helpful links and additional resources related to this topic, please check out the podcast notes. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the Human Resources Podcast channel for more valuable content on talent acquisition, recruiting, and workforce planning and management. To learn about Human and our recruiting services, visit us at human.com. Until next time, happy recruiting.